3 Mishnah 6, Anoisein lachamoisa, if one gives to his mother-in-law produce, Masa ishu noisein la, he tars what he gives her, the ishu noitel mimen, and also what she gives back to him. Because she's suspected of exchanging what is spoilt, meaning she might substitute the foodstuff that she receives from him if it spoils, if she cooks it and it spoils. So she's not going to want to give him back the spoiled stuff. She's going to switch. She's going to switch the spoiled stuff. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, adds Rabbi Yehuda, roitzi b'takanas bitter uboisha mechasana. And why would she do that? Because she seeks the favor of her daughter, and she feels ashamed before her son-in-law. So because she does that, she might, if the dish doesn't come out well, she might actually like redo it with her own food. And if she is not expert in tarts, so we worry that, you know, she's going to give them untarted food. Carries on, Moedi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda agrees. Now, so they say he's agreeing with an opinion not cited in our mission, opinion cited in the Yerushalmi. He agrees that... that benoisein lechamoisa shvis, that if he gives his mother-in-law produce in the sabbatical year, and the produce he would give her is hefka produce, in the sabbatical year, you're only allowed to eat produce which is ownerless. You know that, right? So if he got it from the field, ownerless produce, and he gave it to her, she'ena chashuda lechalif. So there, we don't have to worry that she switched it. La'achil es bitter shvis, because she's not going to come to feed her daughter produce of the sabbatical year, which is not allowed. So people were much more, they were stricter with produce of the sabbatical year than they were with the tithes, we see. It brings over here that the halacha does follow Rebbe Yehuda in this case, does follow Rebbe Yehuda.